obviously there's a sense of urgency here to get better fast, and to go win games, and we're all ready for that.
Welcome to Jaguars Reporters, presented by TIAA Bank, with Brian Sexton, John Osher, Ashlyn Sullivan, and J.P. Shadrick. Jaguars Reporters, presented by TIAA Bank, starts right now.
Welcome into Jaguars Reporters. Today is Thursday, September 23rd, and Week 3 is here. The Arizona Cardinals are coming to town to face the Jaguars at TIAA Bank Field. J.P. Shadrick, Ashlyn Sullivan, Brian Sexton, John Osher, glad you're along with us today. And here we go. It's week number 3. The Cardinals coming in, one of the hottest offenses in football. Ashlyn, Kyler Murray leading the way, or close to it, in a few offensive categories. He's got weapons all over the field, and it's a big challenge for this Jaguars defense.
Yes, you've listed no positives, and there's a reason for that. I remember we were talking about schedule release show, and we were saying the first two games, all right, you know, this is a way to get acclimated to the football season, you know, almost speaking, okay, these are your easiest games, and then week 3, ooh, that's a tough matchup. Well, now it's a really tough matchup when you're 0-2. Now it's even tougher.
Well, it's tough because this team's really good, and it's also tough. They've got weapons in places that have hurt the Jaguars defense so far. Jaguars defense stopped the run pretty well. What they haven't done is when quarterbacks get outside the pocket and throw deep, they haven't made enough big plays on those balls. Well, to me, that's what Kyler Murray can do. In addition to everything else he can do, that's what he can do really well, that they're going to be covering guys for 5 or 6 seconds. That's hard to do in the NFL, especially against this kid.
When you think about offensive weapons, JP, you know, the Jaguars have some guys, DJ Chark, Marvin Jones, Laviska Shenault, but do any of them require a double team? I don't think so, right? I mean, when you look at the Cardinals, DeAndre Hopkins, double team, right? You would probably say the same thing about either Rondale Moore or Christian Kirk. You got two guys who know where he is at all times. There, and Kyler Murray, of course, is a guy because of his legs who can do things. The difference between the Jaguars and the Cardinals right now is where you hope to close the gap in the next 3 years. Kyler Murray is an emerging star in his third season. They've built a team around him piece by piece. They're in the very beginning stages of trying to do their own thing here. Urban Meyer said it at his press conference on Wednesday. They have a GM who's been there a while. He's built a good team. They're just getting started here.
And they've got A.J. Green is on that team, too, by the way.
Who's a matchup nightmare, whether he can still run or not.
Right.
6'4" with arms forever.
He's massive. Yeah. And they use Rondale Moore a few different ways, the jet sweep stuff, pop passes out in front. So they're all over the field pre-snap.
And Joe Cullen has to account for all of those things with multiple schemes. He's got a week of really short nights.
John, the issue, one of the issues, is that you said chasing them around 6 seconds in the defensive backfield back there. I mean, you can't run around in man all day because if you're chasing them around, then Kyler is going
to
run.
Right, and this team likes to play man. You like to play man behind the blitz like they do. You know, I said on one of the shows this week, I think Miles Jack and Kalavon Chaisson can become key because they're guys who can run and chase, and they can chase down Kyler Murray. Can you do it on every play? I mean, this is a guy who has done it against the best, fastest defenses in the NFL so far. So I think it was Rashawn Jenkins said this week, they're going to give up plays. You have to be ready for it. You have to overcome it. I continue to say the only way I see the Jaguars beating this team is if they get a couple of turnovers, turn those turnovers into points, break serve, all of that. Can they do it against this team? It's a tall order.
Murray threw a couple picks last week, so you know, he's still young, and if you can force him into a bad decision, defense has to score, special teams has to score, maybe both have to score for you to be able to then turn it over to the offense.
Ashlyn, they've been close to getting these takeaways the first couple of weeks. They've had their hands on the football a few times. In fact, Shaq Griffin a couple times. Mm-hmm. Rayshon Jenkins said he's been close to a couple. I mean, at some point, as Urban talked about the other day, you have to have a spark on defense, some kind of game-changing moment that, you know, just changes the tide of where this team's going.
Yeah, a PBU is great. That's awesome. You're progressing. But I think especially with a rookie quarterback, the more opportunities you give him the football, the better. So, yeah, it's been a point of emphasis. And I know Shaq Griffin was joking about it in his post-game press conference last week. Be nice to the football. It'll happen. We'll... Here's the week it has to happen. I know we're saying it's awesome that they're getting these opportunities. It's not going to be as awesome when you don't capitalize on the opportunities. So here's the week you have to do it.
They don't match up well, but that doesn't mean they can't play well.
That's right.
And I think people have to keep that in mind. And you get guys who go out and play above the X's and O's, you know, as we've talked about a lot here. John, that's kind of been your mantra the first 2 weeks. You get guys that go make plays, you win. I mean, that's the thing about the NFL is you can't say that there's one team that can never beat another team. That doesn't happen at this level. Happens in college football all the time. But at this level, you can go play well. I get the sense they're going to play well on offense. I get the sense that there's not 35 points, right? But I think this week they should be able to run the ball. And that should be able to set up Trevor Lawrence, who's learning. It's clear just to listen to him that he's picking up the little things of the game. Go play well. And don't worry about the matchups. Go play well.
You know, an interesting overlooked stat. The Jaguars are third in the league in pressures. It hasn't always felt that way.
It hasn't.
But they're getting pressure on the quarterback. And what needs to happen now is those pressures, the quarterback hits, which they're fourth in the league on, at some point those logically turn into a quarterback's arm being hit or a tipped pass that isn't necessarily a break on the ball interception, but those are the kind of interceptions that turn games. Maybe that pressure shows up this week on Sunday.
Be nice to see, that's for sure, against this really, really good Cardinals offense. Season tickets are available for the 2021 season still. Come see the new-look Jaguars in person at TIAA Bank Field and visit jaguars.com or call 904-633-2000. Time now for Did You Hear This? And it's Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence on Urban Meyer's leadership so far while building the culture of the organization. You'll hear the buy-in from the signal caller and the locker room.
Coach Meyer's done a great job of, obviously there's a sense of urgency here to get better fast and to go win games, and we're all ready for that. But he's done a great job of just keeping the team together, and that's the main thing. Is this is a long season, and I've been impressed with just the way he's led and managed the team. It's been cool to have a front row seat to that, and then that permeates obviously through all the leaders on the team, and it's kind of a direct reflection of that. So there's a lot of good things to come, and we're excited.
The full Trevor Lawrence press conference available on Jaguars.com. And, you know, continued improvement, success, and ultimately winning results, John, will help carry that message further along. As he wrote the other day, right?
Well, I'll be honest. As soon as he was saying it, as soon as it came out of his mouth, I thought, that's one of the best quotes of the week. Because it is showing that the quarterback believes in the coach and the team believes in the coach. Didn't take a rocket science to know it.
No, and I'm no rocket scientist. I included it in my story this week, too, but you know we didn't want it in both stories. I mean, it was just as clear as day, a candle, that this kid gets it.
Yeah, and number 16, you hear that a few different times, Ashlyn, from the quarterback. He understands his platform, what his role is, not just calling the plays in a huddle and all that, but what he means when he's standing at that microphone, too.
Yeah, I thought it was refreshing, and I remember we go back to his pre-draft process when the article was written about how there's bigger things in life than football, and I was like, oh my gosh, you can't say that. But then you watch him at the podium after two straight losses, and he's preaching patience, and he's a rookie quarterback saying, hey, hang in there with us. Many don't do that, and I think that's what you're seeing is he understands the more the football thing is helping right now.
He's terrific. The question about the check down. I mean, everyone was like, guys, going deep, check down. And he popped right back and goes, you know what? I checked down twice. And both times they lost yardage, right? And I was screaming at the TV, drop the ball, O'Shaughnessy, drop the ball, right? Don't take the 8-yard loss. You're a veteran. He gets it. I mean, he understands. And then the best part of the answer was, look, you got five guys rushing and you got two guys deep. Mathematically, I have to see that there are running lanes for me to take. I got to take that. That's a guy who's wise beyond his year. Ashlyn, the only people who were worried about that comment were the people who don't have enough outside of life other than football, mm-hmm. right? They need to go find it. This kid is so grounded, so grounded.
Yeah, especially for a guy that has never lost two games in his life.
It doesn't
seem like he's rattled by that.
He knows what this is. He's always known what this is.
No doubt about that. So check out the full press conference on Jaguars.com, and we'll stay on the offense now. We heard from Darrell Bevell earlier today, the offensive coordinator. And one of the questions, at least early in the season, has been the balance of the offense. Where is the run and pass balance and the statistics behind that? Well, his argument today, John, was, yeah, you want to be balanced as can be, but sometimes they will grade a short pass in an RPO game or like a wide receiver screen, something like that, as a quote-unquote run, it sets up as a run. If you get a guy out in space with an opportunity outside, that's kind of the feel, at least from Bevel today.
And the other side of it is, as he said, when you run certain plays, if your defensive look tells the quarterback pass here, then the quarterback is negligent if he says, I'm just going to run into this defense. There's no way they have started off the season saying, you know what, we're going to run 34 times compared to 84 passes. It's not the plan. It's not what you go into doing. But as he pointed out also, there were 11 straight passes in a two-minute drill last week. In the first game of the season, you're down by 27 almost before the game starts. Well, they're going to get to the run, but you've got to succeed offensively in what you're doing in order to be able to stick to the run. If you're not playing well offensively, you're going to wind up passing the ball because you're so far behind that it forces you to.
Well, and the word is situational, right? I mean, that's what Bevel said. There are situational issues here, and I don't know if people see through that. And that's exactly what you're saying. This team right now has to use the pass to set up the run. That has to flip. At some point, you have to be able to use the run to set up the pass for play action to work.
Or run the ball at some point. Mix it in there, too. And James Robinson, you know, he was asked about that specifically today. How do we get James Robinson the ball more? And his answer was, we need more plays. They had 9 drives last week on offense, Ashlyn.
Yeah.
They weren't on the field much.
It was pretty frank. It was pretty honest. But I appreciated it. I'm doing the best I can here trying to find this balanced offense. But when we can't stay on the field, we can't run the plays that we've scripted for James Robinson. So it sounds really simple, but you need more offensive drives for this to work.
This is a good week for him to get started.
Yeah.
They have a ferocious pass rush, but they're not as strong against the run. This would be a week where I'd have a flat head. I'd just keep pounding the ball.
A flat head?
Yeah, it's the old...
You put your head down and you'd run.
Right.
You get it?
It's against the rules these days to do that, but at least outside the tackle.
It's an old football term.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, and another point today was, you know, Trevor Lawrence needs to have better decisions, yes, but when the play is there to be made by other players on this offense, when you have an opportunity to make a third down catch in traffic that maybe shouldn't have been thrown, but it's still on target,
yeah,
you got to make the catch and make the play on offense.
Well, at some point, receivers have to create separation. They have to get open. They have to catch the ball. And I think anybody watching the Jaguars knows that group has not helped Trevor Lawrence enough, hasn't played well enough, hasn't played as well as we expected before the season. I'm with you guys. I think Trevor's going to be fine. I think a lot of what he's going through is very typical week two stuff, trying to figure out. And I thought Daryl Bevel's best quote today may have been at the end when he said, basically, some of what Trevor's going through is just sort of relaxing and not saying, okay, the play called for this. I've got to do this. Well, that's sometimes second year stuff, going to the line and feeling it and knowing, okay, I've seen this safety move here before. Well, that tells me without even thinking I've got to run. He's not there yet.
No.
He will be there, but he's not there yet. But back to the question, yes, he's got to get more help.
Well, unless we forget, you know, the interception that he threw in the direction of Luke Farrell, he could have thrown the ball quicker, and that isn't a pick. I mean, he held a little too long, too, so he's got to learn when to do those things, and it's not all on the receivers. This is a young team playing together for the first time with a new coaching staff. They all got a long ways to go.
Yes, and I think the running Trevor plays, I think, is so overhyped. I don't know if you see it on Twitter or the amount of questions that this man gets about getting more comfortable with running plays. He's going to get there.
Speaking of that, if we get one more question about Jacob Hollister, I'm going to lose my mind. We're acting like Jacob Hollister is the second coming of Dave Casper. Come on. Can we get off that one, please?
This man's low on Jacob Hollister, apparently.
Here's the thing, and here's what it indicates, is that there's someone who's new to the roster. What can they do? That's not his role. You gotta ride with the horses that you rode into the season with, and that's Chark and Chenault and Marvin Jones Jr., maybe Laquan Treadwell. Jacob Hollister's not the answer.
Well, he better be on Sunday.
Yeah,
he's
out
play.
There. If the play's coming his way, you got to make the play when the opportunity presents itself, no matter how long you've been on this Jaguars roster.
He's not Dave Casper. Let's just leave it at that.
Thank you, Brian.
Period.
That's Brian Sexton, John Osher, Ashlyn Sullivan. I'm JP Shadrick. Thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe to the official Jaguars Podcast Network on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Give us that 5-star rating and plenty of comments. Catch you next week on Jaguars Reporters.